finding.
Blog Talk Radio.
Anointing. Let it follow me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost follow me. Anointing. Follow me. Anointing. Let it follow me. Anointing. Let it follow me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost follow me. Anointing, follow me. Anointing, Mary, follow me. Anointing, Mary, follow me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost follow me. Anointing, follow me. Anointing, Mary, follow me. Anointing, Mary, follow me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost follow me. Anointing, follow me. Through the perilous, follow my testimony. Through the perilous, follow me. Let the Holy Spirit come and take full control. You are heaven, follow me. You are heaven, follow my destiny. So you are heaven, follow me. Let the Holy Spirit come and take full control. Europe, heaven, follow me. Europe, heaven, follow my testimony. Europe, heaven, follow me, follow me. Let the Holy Spirit come and take full control. Europe, heaven, follow me. You of heaven, follow my thirsty soul. You of heaven, follow me. Blessed Holy Spirit, come and take full control. You of heaven, follow me. Yes, y'all, welcome to the Rhema Bible Class online. Yes, this is the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission presenting the Rhema Bible College online class. Today, we're going to be discussing the anointing. The anointing, the power of the Holy Spirit. That is what we need today to be successful servants of God. Successful Christians and victorious Christians. We're going to go right straight into the Word of God. First of all, we want to discuss, yes, Heavenly Father, bless your people with your Word today. Let your Word find a place in their lives and make them doers of your Word and not just hearers alone. Bless everyone today that hears your Word. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Yes, first of all, we want to define the word anointing. The word anointing means the unusual presence of the Holy Spirit in a person or place at a particular time. That is the meaning of the word anointing. The unusual presence of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is present, the presence is felt so strongly. That is the anointing. And the Holy Spirit is the carrier of the anointing. And when you have the Holy Spirit, the anointing comes on you through the presence of the Holy Spirit that is upon you. Many people think that the olive oil is the anointing. The olive oil is not really the anointing. The olive oil is the symbol of the anointing. It's like when you say the dough, the fire, the clothes of fire, the dough, water. These are all symbols of the anointing. The anointing is the presence of the Holy Spirit in a person or place in a particular time. And in the Old Testament, the anointing came on the servants of God and left because the Holy Spirit had not come permanently. So the anointing, the presence of God, will come upon the servants of God in the Old Testament and use them to do specific tasks and then leave. You saw it in the life of Samson. Samson, say, he was one of the judges. See, the Holy Spirit came upon him and tore the lions and the animals. He uprooted a city gate. The Spirit comes upon him, and with the jawbone of an ass, he slayed down 3,000 Philistines. See, you saw the life of King Saul in the Old Testament. King Saul, he prophesied. See, the Holy Spirit came upon King Saul. And he prophesied. The Holy Spirit will come upon them and use them and then lift because he hasn't come, the Holy Spirit hasn't come permanently like we have in the days of Pentecost. And he saw it again in the life of David. David, the anointing will come upon him and he will tear those lions and those bears to pieces. The anointing, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the power of God. Ha! May you receive the anointing today. As many that are coming into this broadcast from all over the world, I prophesy to you that the anointing is what you need today for you to be a serious Christian, a victorious Christian, a triumphant Christian, an overcoming Christian. You need the power of the Holy Ghost. You need the anointing of God upon your life for you to be able to minister effectively. Yes, you need him today. Yes, that power is available today as you enter into this class. You are going through this thinking the power of the Holy Spirit can come upon you. You need to open up your heart and receive what God has for you today. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Luke 24:49, you saw Jesus telling the disciples to tarry ye in Jerusalem until they be endued with power from on high. Then Luke Gospel chapter 24, verse 49, Jesus was telling the disciples, they tarry ye in Jerusalem till ye be endued with power from on high. There is a power from on high. You need that power from on high. Tarry ye in Jerusalem till ye be endued with power from on high. You need the power from on high. Have you received the power since you believe? Have you received the power since you believe? Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power since you believe. Have you received the power since you believe? Have you received the power since you believe? Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost power since you believe. Luke 24:49, Jesus was telling the disciples, he said, don't do this work except you have received the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing, the presence of God. If you don't have it, don't do this work. Don't preach the gospel even. Don't even try to do this work. Because if you do this work without the power, without the Holy Ghost, without the anointing, without the presence of God, you are going to meet in frustration. You're going to be like the seven sons of Sceva. You are not going to be effective. So you tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. There is a power from on high. Hey, you need that power today, beloved. You need to be endued with power from on high to walk the works of God, to be effective in ministry, to be effective even in your spiritual day-to-day life. In Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8, Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8, say, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall become witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8. And then it is repeated again in Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all manner of sicknesses and diseases, for the Lord God was with him. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. So you see, when the Holy Ghost is mentioned, the power comes along with it. So the Holy Spirit comes with the power. That's why when you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive the anointing, the presence of God, the power of God to work the works of God. That's what you need today for you to be a victorious, a triumphant, an overcoming Christian, and a triumphant believer and a successful servant of God. Because the Holy Spirit empowers you, anoints you, equips you, gives you the strength and the power, the inner mind for you to be able to forge ahead. Peter was so scared after Jesus was crucified, he denied Jesus Christ 3 times. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. Peter denied Jesus Christ 3 times because he was possessed with the spirit of fear. But on the day of Pentecost, in Acts of Apostles chapter 2, Acts of Apostles chapter 2, the day of Pentecost came, and the disciples were in the upper room, 120 believers in the upper room, the home of Mary, and they were praying and waiting on the Lord, and the Holy Ghost came down, the power of God came down on the believers, with evidences of speaking in tongues. The Holy Ghost came into their lives with cloven tongues, Acts of Apostles chapter 2. And they were speaking in tongues, evidently. They were empowered by the anointing, by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And right from that point, their lives were never the same again. Their ministries were never the same again. The church, I've received power, I've received anointing, I've received the presence of God. The church began to move forward. Miracle signs and wonders. People were being healed. Acts of Apostles chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7, all filled with the move of the power of the Holy Ghost. Because the anointing was on their lives now to do the work of God. And Peter and James, they told that man, silver and gold have we not, but what we have we give unto you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And the cripple began to walk at the gate called Beautiful. because the anointing has come, the presence of God has come, the spirit and the power has come, so they could command those people to walk, the blind see, the deaf hear, the dead are raised back to life, because the power of the Holy Ghost has come. If you ask me, what does the church need today to move forward? If you ask me, what does the believer, the Christian, the man of God, what do you need today to move forward? I'll tell you, you need the power of the Holy Spirit. You need the anointing of God upon your life. When you begin to walk under the anointing, the grace of God comes upon you. God begins to operate through you. God begins to do things through you. And you know that there is a God. What do you need today? You need the anointing of God. The anointing makes difference. The presence of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the presence, that grace, that favor, that anointing, that presence of the Holy Spirit makes the difference. Isaiah 10 verse 27, the book of Isaiah, chapter 10 verse 27, it said, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. Every yoke in your life, in your family, every yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. When the anointing comes upon your life, every yoke must be destroyed. The yoke of oppression, the yoke of depression, the yoke of poverty, the yoke of hardship, the yoke of failure, the yoke of disappointment, the yoke of disgrace, the yoke of poverty, the yoke of hardship, every yoke over your life is destroyed because of the anointing. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. When there is anointing in your life, every yoke of the enemy must be destroyed. When there is anointing in your life, every form of oppression and depression and obsession shall be destroyed. When the anointing comes upon you, every precise of powers must give way, because they cannot stand the presence of God. When the presence of God comes, all the other powers must bow to the name of Jesus Christ. Harabasaya. Eribusaya. There was a valley of dry bones in the book of Ezekiel chapter 37, the valley of dry bones. Ezekiel chapter 37, from verses 1 to the end. This valley was made up of dry bones. And this valley was filled with dry bones. And God spoke to the prophet Ezekiel and said, son of God, can these bones live? And said, God, thou knowest. And God told the prophet Ezekiel, says, speak the word to these bones. So he spoke the word of God. The word of God giveth life. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. So Prophet Ezekiel released the word of life. That word began to give life to the dry bones, the valley of dry bones. And God said, Prophet Ezekiel, call down the Holy Spirit into these dry bones, the valley of dry bones. And so Prophet Ezekiel invited the Holy Spirit to come into the valley of dry bones. And the dry bones began to receive life and sinew and strength. They began to receive power. They began to receive strength. The valley of dry bones began to come alive. The valley of dry bones, they have received the word of God. They have received the spirit. And now there is life. Life more abundantly. Jesus came to give us life. And life more abundantly. That word has gone forth. The Spirit has come to give strength to the valley of dry bones. This valley of dry bones, they began to leave. They woke up and began to leave. The valley of dry bones came back to life. Hey, Rainbow Fire, dry bones shall rise again. Dry bones shall rise again. Dry bones shall live again. Dry bones shall live again. Lord, you are able to do all things. He's able, dry bones shall rise again. Dry bones shall live again. Dry bones shall rise again. Dry bones shall live again. Dry bones shall rise again. Lord Jehovah is able to do all things. He's able, dry bones shall rise again. The valley of dry bones, they have received the word of God. They have received the Spirit. Dry bones began to live again. Dry bones became an army of God's people. They began to march around and walk around. An army of God's people that was made a dry bone. Now they began to live. Hey, God is speaking to you today that there are to be a dry bone. The Spirit of God has come upon you today. The word of God has come into your life today. Arise and walk. Arise and begin to live. Arise and begin to prosper. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are not supposed to be a valley of dry bones. You are supposed to live for Jesus Christ. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Awake from their slumber. Yes, awake from their slumber. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is calling you today to come out of slumber and begin to live for Christ Jesus. And the valley of dry bones became an army of God's people. God's got an army marching through the land. Deliverance is your song, there's healing in your hand. Everlasting joy, gladness in your heart. And in this army I've got a fire. God's got an army marching through the land. Deliverance is your song, there's healing in your hand. Everlasting joy, gladness in your heart. And in this army I've got a fire. God's got an army marching through the land. Deliverance is your song, there's healing in your hand. Everlasting joy, gladness in your heart. And in this army, I've got a part. God has got an army. You are a part of that army. You are the army of God. You are not going to be valley of dry bones. You are to be an army of God. Marching through the land with the gospel of Jesus Christ to reach the whole world. We are not valley of dry bones. In the name of Jesus, we are an army of God's people. Yes, rise up and begin to live. Rise up and begin to prosper. Rise up, O army of God's people. Wake up the mighty men from their slumber. Prophet Elisha was sitting in his house waiting on God when they came to call him. Prophet Elisha, come and prophesy. Prophesy. Elijah said, that's not how I operate. I don't operate on the flesh. We don't just prophesy. You got to prophesy under the anointing. I see a lot of people go on TikTok. They go on Facebook and go on social media. They begin to prophesy. Yes, there's nothing wrong with prophesying. But let me tell you this. When they called Elisha to prophesy, Elisha did not just prophesy. Elisha said, get me the minstrel to play music for me. And then the Bible says that as the minstrel began to play, the minstrel began to put praise and worship in play. The anointing came upon Prophet Elisha, and he began to prophesy. You see, he don't prophesy flesh. I see a lot of people prophesy flesh. They prophesy carnality. They just talk rubbish. They are not talking what God is saying. You got to be under the anointing. You got to be under the spirit to say what God is saying. Holy man of God. Fuck, as the spirit gave the words to say. You don't just say words. It's not enough to talk and just talking. No. You got to say what God is saying. Yes, Prophet Elisha was asked to prophesy. Elisha said, no, we don't prophesy like that. You got to be under the anointing. When you are under the anointing, then you can prophesy. And so the God, the minstrel, to play on the keyboard. The minstrel began to play the music. As he was playing the music, the anointing rested upon Prophet Elisha, and he began to prophesy. That's how it should be. You don't just prophesy. What are you prophesying? The anointing, you got to be under the anointing, under the spirit, to say what God has said, to say what God is saying. You don't operate in flesh. You don't operate in carnality. You operate under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You let the anointing come down and minister grace to the people. That's what it's all about. Prophet Elisha, when Elijah was to leave the earth, Elijah said, give me the double portion of your spirit. And that is good. And he got the double portion. Which means you can ask for the double portion of the spirit and you can have it. But Elijah imparted the double portion of the anointing on Elijah. Not a loin deep anointing, not an ankle deep anointing, not a waist deep anointing, but an overflowing anointing of the Holy Ghost. You don't need a knee anointing. You don't need a loin deep anointing. You don't need an ankle deep anointing. You need an overflowing anointing of the Holy Ghost upon your life this day. You need to call upon Jesus. Let him impart to you the double portion of the spirit and the power. Yes. When you ask, you shall receive. Receive, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. He that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. He that knocketh, it is opened unto. God is looking for people to impart the anointing on. He need to come in and let him impart to you. Wherever you are in any part of the world, joining on this broadcast, I want to let you know that distance has nothing to do with the things of the spirit. In the realm of the spirit, there is no distance. I'm going to ask God to impart his anointing on you. You need to pray over there too. God to impart the anointing into your life. You need the anointing. You need the presence of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life for you to be a successful, a victorious, and overcoming, and a triumphant believer in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray now that the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Anointing, follow me. Anointing. Follow me. May the power of the Holy Ghost follow me. Anointing, follow me. Anointing, follow me. Anointing, follow me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost follow me. Anointing, follow me. Yes, Lord, I pray for everyone who have had your word today. Let your anointing fall upon their lives. Let your presence, your glory, your Shekinah, the presence of God, the anointing of God be upon their homes, upon their families, upon their marriages, upon their businesses, upon their jobs. Let the anointing be in their lives to destroy every yoke. Let the anointing be upon their lives that they will be able to minister effectively. Receive that anointing. Receive that power. Receive that impartation right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be what God wants you to be. In the name of Jesus. Touch not the Lord's anointed, and do my prophet no harm. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you all. I want you to continue to pray for the anointing to come upon you, the double portion, so that you will be filled to overflowing, not an ankle deep anointing, not a loin deep anointing, but overflowing anointing of the Holy Ghost upon your life. Continue to pray that prayer every day, because you need overflowing measure of the Holy Spirit upon your life and your family. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you will be a doer of this word and not just a hearer alone. In the name of Jesus. God bless you all. Please share this message with everyone you know. Email it, text it, tweet it out. Let them receive what God has for them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you all for being a part of this broadcast. We love you. Jesus loves you. Join us tomorrow morning by 8 a.m. to 9:30. Tomorrow morning, I tell you, God is going to do great things on this same channel. It's going to be 8 a.m. to 9:30 tomorrow morning. Call all your friends and everybody to join us on this same channel. We're going to be broadcasting the word of God. And I tell you, God's going to do you good. Jesus loves you, and we all love you too. Thank you so much for being a part of what God is doing. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Jesus loves you. And we love you too. Join us again tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be broadcasting again the word of God that says he is a believer. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.